Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you for coming out to be with us this evening. Thank you for allowing me to come back again. Oh my, what a beautiful evening. What a beautiful, beautiful audience. You're lovely, you're lovely. I can imagine hearing you say, well, child, oh, BB done got so old, he can't stand up and play no more. And I say to you, you're just about right. No, I'm a diabetic. Got bad knees, bad back, head ain't much good either. In so many words, I'm 83 years old. Thank you. I remember though when I was young and thought I was handsome, like you young men out there this evening. Girls used to come up to me sometimes. They'd come up and say, "Hi, B." I thought that was coming on to me. Hey, baby. How you doing? Then they would say, Bobby. Now that I'm too old to break an egg. Dogs come up to me now and they say, hi, B. And then now I say, why didn't they do that before? Well, I finally figured it out. They wasn't born then. I'm going to work in a moment, but I have a song that has been around for a long time and it's been one of my favorites. This evening, I'd like to share it with you. If you have your someone with you, I ask you to stand a little closer to that person that you care about. And the song, I'll give you a moment to think about it. You've had it. Are you ready now? Keep me happy. If I can't have you, I cannot go on. Thank you. Mr. Van Fries at the keyboard, Ernest Van Fries, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
so good to us. Thank you so much. Boy, boy, you're something else. I just love it. Ladies and gentlemen, the previous tune we featured our young bass. His name is Reggie Richards. Make him happy, please. Reggie Richards. And we featured our drums. He thinks he's young, too. Tony Coleman. Make him happy, please. Tony Coleman. One of the things about getting my age, 83, you have forgetfulness. Sometimes it's selective. We featured the real tall person on saxophone, Melvin Jackson. Make him happy, baby. One of the good things about being my age, I can just mess with them. They look at me and laugh even if they're angry with me. Doesn't bother me much. Because I know if they don't be nice, you beat them up. This one I recorded with God. Well, I don't mean that one up there. When I first went to England many, many years ago, they had graffiti written everywhere. Eric Clapton is God. So I recorded this one with Eric Clapton, God. He don't really appreciate that too much. So anytime I want to get his gold, I say, hey, God, what you want now? Like, he's a gentleman, though. He's a real gentleman. He ain't like, this one has a bad mouth. I don't mean from not using what that stuff you gargle is called. Huh? Listerine is one. Listerine doesn't help my bad mouth. All right, if you don't get it, it's okay. Anyway, we recorded this one on an album called Rising with the King.
To the bridge.
Our young guitarist. Something like a long, crooked something and then it snatched me off. So I had, some of them would throw tomatoes at me. Don't you practice this evening. Even some threw rotten eggs at me. Do you understand my bad English? When they throw rotten eggs at me, I said, that's a good one. But then I thought about it. When I got here, you have all these beautiful small lakes around. A lot of beautiful small lakes I noticed when I'm way in. I'd like to go down to one of those and go fishing. I'd like to have one of them old-fashioned cane poles. You're too young, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But it's a, you go down on the river and you cut them, you know, cane pole. And I'd like to put a rope on it. Then I'll take a cork and put down that rope. Throw it out in the water. But then before I do that, I'd like to have me a whole quart of Johnny Walker Red. And I need me a whole, let's see how you say it over here, a six pack of real cold beer. And I want that sitting right here. So every time I take a drink of this, then I can wash it down with this. But that wouldn't work too well. Because now I don't drink. I don't blame you at all.
We drink for you.
And I don't smoke either.
McDonald's. Cold beer.
So since I don't drink and I don't smoke, and I don't, well, we won't go into that. I think I better get out of it while I'm here. However, when I think of how nice you've been to me today and how others have been nice to me, the band makes me happy because they play like I like. Thank you. I wanted to tell you, though, the reason why I would like to go fishing and sit on the bank of a lake is because I don't want to go out in the deep water. And I imagine some of you got them big yachts, you know, you go way out there. Can't swim that good. You ever hear of a guy called Johnny Weissmiller? We call him Tarzan. Well, I can't swim like Tarzan. But at the Olympics 5 or 6 months or so ago, I was a young man that won a whole lot of medals swimming. What was that young man's name?
Michael Phelps.
Michael who?
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Well, you can look at me and tell I ain't no Michael Phelps. I ain't smoking. All right. I must stop picking on him because anytime a guy can swim like that, he swims faster than I can walk. So I figure he ought to be able to smoke anything he wants. I got 2 acres of land in Mississippi. He can have one of them, one of them, and grow his own if he wants. No, we pick on people we love. We pick on them, so I apologize. Let him smoke whatever he wants. What do you say? My old ears are not that good. You know what they say, if it's negative, keep it. If it's positive, then tell me what he said. It's all right, I'll wait a while. I've traveled Seem like everybody wanna put me down. Because I'm a blues man. Well, I'm a good man. Thank you. so much.
You're welcome.
Previous tune, we featured our trumpeter. Hilda don't feature him until late. The reason for that is because when we feature him, when the ladies can get across the line, they start taking off their clothing, throwing them up at him. They just take off clothes and throw them up in the basket. But the real tall one over there, don't bring him out yet. Just stay there for a minute. He starts trying to catch their clothing when they get closer to the lady's body. He have a baseball mitt on and he be just trying to catch it. You don't get it, dude. However, they didn't do that tonight. I had my mitt waiting. They didn't throw one piece up here. Ladies and gentlemen, Stanley Abernathy on the trumpet. Make it happen. Thank you. The young man that played the tenor sax so well a while ago, he decided to swap up and get him a toy. I think he played it well. Make him happy, please. Melvin Jackson. They gave me a Grammy for this one. I wondered why. There's one thing I learned a long time ago. When somebody give you something, if it ain't the hooper golf, one of the others, let me see, what's another one? Measles. If it ain't some of those diseases, you just think of them and keep going. So when they gave me the awards, I said, thank you. And I want to sing it for you. Let you be the judge. Now if I shake my boogie a little bit, don't worry. Because I got bad knees. But I like to feel it. Do you understand what I say when I say feel it? Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
One kind of favor I'll ask of you. One kind of favor I'll ask. Then you know that the old boys didn't gonna wanna do it. Did you ever hear a church bell tone? Ever hear a church bell tone? Did you ever hear a church bell tone? Then you know that old beer is getting done. One kind favor I'll ask of you. One kind favor. Yeah. Mr. Stone, ladies and gentlemen, we featured our band leader. He's been with me in 29 years. His name is James Bolden, but we call him Boogaloo. So how about it for Boogaloo on the trumpet? Boogaloo! Boogaloo. Thank you. We also featured the young man on the saxophone. I usually don't do this, but I will today. His aunt just passed since we've been over here. His aunt, my sister. So he's taking it pretty hard. I guess it kind of gets to the old boy too. But give him a big hand. Walter King over there on the side. Change it up a little bit. Are you tired yet?
No!
All right, if you're not tired, we've got a little more.
Yeah!
We're going to change it up just a little bit. Because it's all over now, baby. Yeah. You can bet on
thank you.
gentlemen, I tried to give you some things. Hopefully you enjoyed some of it. I was thinking, though, about the ladies. You see, I've been angry for a while. And I've been angry because some of the blues singers, some of the rappers and hip-hoppers have been saying words that I don't like about the ladies. I don't believe they have to do that to sell records. So I'm gonna run for something to try and stop them from doing that. They can make good records without putting some of the bad words I hear in them. So I thought maybe I'd give it up. I let these young men have it. They've been with me for a long time, been around the world with me many times. Yes, they have. Yes, they've been with me for a long time. We done played 90 different countries around the world. So if I give it to them, I know they're going to keep playing it well. So if I run for something, I said run for something, not from something. For something. Last time I ran from something, I jumped out of a second floor window. Broke my leg. So I run for something. You know, I was just thinking. You know something, son? I have never seen an ugly woman.
Me either.
I have never seen an ugly woman.
Me either.
All ladies are beautiful.
Yes.
And most of them are pretty like you are. So I decided to save this song just for you ladies. Also figured that since I'm one of the older ones still left out here, that it's my duty to apologize to you ladies for what these guys have said and done. So ladies, we sorry. And to show you that we're really sorry, I have a tune just for you. Got your guy with you?
Yeah.
I should say your person with you. We're gonna beg you to give him a little reward. You know, one of them. I said we're gonna beg you to give him a little reward.
No way.
Now, should you be with somebody? That's yours? Or if you just borrowed them for the evening? If you did, just borrowed them for the evening, you better stand back, because I'm going to ask for more light. You don't want nobody to catch you with him. I don't know, a lot of people are feminine this evening. You better step back. Lice, is it possible that I thank you? Thank you. That's nice. Hello, y'all. Hey. How are you? All right. Now, ladies, I believe you're going to make a lot of... I keep saying ladies. Try to find another way to say that. You that's got somebody with you that you care about them, you're going to make them very happy. If you give them a little kiss. Not yet.
Soon.
When I count four, okay? So I'm going to count four. But we need to sing it just one more little time. Kind of get the spirit. Ready? Here we go. You are my sunshine. Now don't rush me back. Do not rush me. Cut some of it. You know I'm from Mississippi. What you doing with your hands? Don't look at it. Don't pay no attention. Now, are you grinning about something? All right. Fellas, some of you when you get home, this is, don't make it loud either. Some of you guys, when you get home this evening, you might want your supper. See, where I came from, we use the word breakfast, dinner, and supper. But when I got here, the lady was telling me the food arrangements was breakfast. She said, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I've always said, well, we come from the breakfast, dinner, and supper. Anyway, I didn't say that. I just listened. So if you guys, when you want supper this evening when you get home, you better sing this song. Even if you don't know it, you better pretend you do. Think they're ready? All right, we sing it, then we count. All right. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. One. Don't rush me. One hand. Two and a quarter. No, it's supposed to be one and a quarter. Now it's two. What's that on my shoe? Ain't no seagulls flying out here. It wasn't you? Who did it?
In the ball.
Well, you look like you did it. You've been flying around here bombing my shoe? All right.
Okay, did I say two?
I don't believe it. All right, three then. Seemed like a few ladies are so anxious about that too. All right, yeah, okay. I don't keep ladies waiting. Four, go for it. Oh, look at that. Aren't they nice? How about a big hand for everybody? That's all right. That's good. Thank you. That's all right. There was a couple over there, though. I thought I was going to have to tell them what a hotel is across the street. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been so good. Really been good to us. I hope I bored you too much, but I love to have fun. Thank you. young man wanted to play his guitar, so I got one. Listen, I want to say this to you before I leave you. We know that ladies are number one. I believe that ladies are God's greatest gift to the planet. A lot of us males are happy to be number two. No, we're glad that you're number one. But I feel that when we play something for the ladies, we should always keep something for the gentlemen too. So fellas, I got one for you. Evening, and you really want supper, make sure the room temperature is just right. Ladies are funny about room temperature. When you get the temperature like she likes it, then put some music on. No BB King. But I suggest you put Willie Nelson on. He has a tune that I believe if you hear it, you'll want to hear it again. I like it. It's called Always On My Mind. And nobody to me sings it as he does. So when the music is going, don't play it too loud either. People of my generation can't take it. I know some of you young people out there play the music so loud you can't hear it. So you play it where the lady can hear it. While she playing it, go and get her a drink. I suggest you get some Malibu wine. She don't drink, she'll tell you.
I don't drink.
So if she should tell you she don't drink, don't argue with her. Take it back. Get some Morgan David. See, at home, I don't know what you got over here, but at home we got something called Morgan David. It's supposed to be non-alcoholic. Get her some of that. But when you get it, put some vodka in it. When you put the vodka in it, try to get her to drink it. I can hear her say, now that don't smell like no Morgan David to me. That's when you become the best salesman in the world. You get her to taste it, you taste a little bit with it. When you taste a little bit with her, turn the music up just a little bit. Ladies have a way of showing you how beautiful they are. It starts like this. If she don't show enough teeth, go back and get some more vodka. This time, when she show you teeth, put some more vodka and steal a little kiss from the side. Sometimes you feel so good when ladies make those moves that make you, I just want to die. Just sit down and just. That's what you do. But you guys that can dance, you can dance with them. Me, I can't dance. I just look. When everything is going well, you feel like singing. Do you feel like singing this evening? Yeah. Do you feel like singing? Yeah. Oh, thank you, lights. I forgot to tell you to take them off. Could be somebody in here hiding. I didn't want nobody to see him. So thank you. Cut the lights out. That's all right. But if you like it, keep them up. I like looking at these beautiful ladies. Now, you feel like singing?
Yeah!
Rock me.
Rock me.
Rock me. Good time. I forgot what key I was supposed to do this in. We do it in B minor. But you that haven't heard this, this is one of the records I made. I have to play every night. But guess what? I don't mind at all. If you like it, you like it. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone. Thank you. Thank you for being so good to us. I think the band has played well. What do you think?
tease, cause she's a tease, tease, tease. Were you to me, that's a seduction.
Thank you. Thank you.